All right, breaking news. This story is so bizarre that most reporters in D.C. don't even know how to talk about it yet. Late Saturday night, Donald Trump posted a 42-second video on his Truth Social account that was entirely AI. Before I play this video, which I will, I want to repeat, every single aspect of this video is AI. This is an AI hospital. It's even his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, talking, but it's not her. It's AI. It's an AI video of himself that he didn't understand. I mean, come on, right here you can see this is like a stock AI video. So the president of the United States is sitting there posting things on Truth Social that are completely fake. But once you dig into the conspiracy a little bit deeper, it gets more eerie. Because if you read the chyron, the Fox News chyron, it says, MedBed hospitals, the new era in healthcare. I also want to caveat, this doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a MedBed hospital. This is a QAnon conspiracy theory. QAnon is this weird online movement that actually manifested into reality at a lot of Trump rallies of people who are obsessed with conspiracy theories, not just normal, not like conspiracy theories that are like the moon landing was fake. No. It's like heavily political, really absurd, vitriolic conspiracy theories about pedophilia, about insane stuff. They think Donald Trump is making signals to them, and Trump does play to them by reposting their content. So he posted something about MedBed hospitals, but this says, Trump posts an absolutely bonkers AI video in which he promotes a magic MedBed that can cure any disease. Remember, this doesn't exist. He's since deleted the video. He deleted it over the past 30 minutes or so. While I was recording, I went to refresh and it says page not found. So the video was deleted. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't report it. That means it's all the more absurd. So let me play the video and run you through what it all is. Because, first of all, don't let this distract you from a few other things. The Epstein files need to be released. Number two, Trump ran on fixing the economy, yet he's made it worse. We're in rocky territory due to his tariffs. Farmers are really struggling. We could talk a lot about that. But number three, he just seems to have realized that Putin's the bad guy. He's placed all of this pressure on Zelensky, while Zelensky has accepted every framework that Trump has proposed. From the mineral deal, after Trump yelled at him in the Oval Office, Zelensky said sure. Then Zelensky put his arms down for a ceasefire. Putin continued to fire. Then Zelensky came for a meeting. Putin blew him off. Trump is just realizing that Putin's the bad guy. We have an actual idiot in the Oval Office having elementary level realizations like 10 years into his venture into politics. It is absolutely embarrassing. And now he's so demented and deranged and sick that he's posting videos of things that don't exist. Now, this is from July 6th. This was a Facebook post that I dug up from Tammy something. It says, MedBeds, they have kept this technology from us for years. And the entire thesis of the conspiracy theory is that this magical bed can heal any sickness. But it's this weird far-right conspiracy. And I'm going to play this AI video. But please just remember, this is AI. I feel like I have to say that over and over because it's crazy that I even have to play the president posting AI videos, but nothing about this is real. It's all manufactured.
President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first MedBed hospitals, and a national MedBed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own MedBed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals led by the top doctors in the nation.
Trump never even said that. He reposted something he never even said.
Equipped with the most advanced technology in the world, these facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength. This is the beginning of a new era in American healthcare.
In this first phase, only a limited number of MedBed cards will be released. Registration details will be announced very soon.
They are just, they're creating their own reality. This is like a North Korea, Russia post-truth reality. They are literally stripping funding away from hospitals. Hospitals in certain red states or more rural areas are crumbling and having funding stripped away. This is being reported across the nation due to Trump's quote-unquote big, beautiful bill. Hospitals in rural states are struggling, so Trump is creating an alternate reality. He's putting a bubble around them and saying, oh, there actually is this new advanced technology, but it's all fake. It's all made up. Let me just repeat this New York Times article from a year ago. I believe this from a year ago. It says, racked by pain and enraptured by a right-wing medical cure. And this one from July of 2024 talks about MedBed. It says, Michael Chesbro awoke to the same reality he did each morning. Pain radiating up his spine into his shoulders before he opened his eyes. A lot of people do go through a lot of pain and look for alternative ways to solve it due to rabbit holes that they're now brought down rather than relying on imperfect but updated science via hospitals. I have close people that are just that they refuse to believe that going to a hospital or going to a doctor is the best way to do things. It's common. It's scary when people are like that. But it seems to be common in a lot of right-wingers. Trump, 79, shares weird AI video shilling magic beds. Could you imagine if Biden ever did this? I hate to pull out that trope, but Donald Trump posts something so wild on a daily basis that the report is dozens of DC reporters are trying to figure out how to even talk about this. So Trump is posting QAnon conspiracy AI videos on the account of the President of the United States. This, quote, MedBed conspiracy is so weird, I don't even know how to explain it, says Taro. Dozens of DC reporters are right now trying to figure out how to even talk about this. I had to think about how I wanted to present it, but I was just like, you know, I think the most important thing I do in this video is caveat repeatedly that this is AI and nothing about that is real or proposed or manifesting. This was never a proposed policy. I don't know why Trump ever thought he said that or thought his daughter-in-law said that. AI Trump went on to specifically tout the magic healing power of these fictional med beds. For years, some on the extreme right have promoted the conspiracy theory that the U.S. military is in possession of technology. Is Trump taking too much Tylenol? Or I guess, was Trump's mom taking too much Tylenol or something? Because this is absolutely wild. Obviously, the Tylenol thing is also not true. In this magic med bed world, are we allowed to like take Tylenol? Is there some way to alleviate the pain? This is all insane. The conspiracy theory holds that liberal billionaires were keeping the revolutionary beds from the public and they would not be made widely available until Trump was back in office. Yet the promotion of these magic beds from Trump himself seems likely to breathe life into these conspiracy theories on some of the darker corners of the internet. And now when I go to Trump's Truth Social, it's gone. Let me refresh. It's just entirely gone. And here lies the difference between the right and the left. You've seen me debate over the past week, over the past few months about political violence and which side is more at fault for it. Now, are there crazy people on the far left online that promote random conspiracy theory? Sure, of course, there always are. But Donald Trump is the president of the United States. People in power on the right are promoting conspiracy theories, hate, and vitriol, and it's different when it's coming from the president. The president's word is supposed to mean at least something, and Joe Biden knew that. Was Joe Biden old? Of course, but throughout that, he kept a steady hand, and he knew that the president's word meant something. Donald Trump breaks that social contract on a daily basis, and his words are meaningless. Meanwhile, on the left, all of our politicians use rhetoric that is responsible. Every single Democratic senator and every single Democratic representative condemned the assassination of Charlie Kirk. They were incredibly, incredibly responsible, yet we're held to a different standard than Donald Trump at all times. Donald Trump is able to spew this vitriol about us being the party of Satan and crazy. He posted this, "You're fired," to Jerome Powell, who's not fired. Donald Trump has no legal ability to fire Jerome Powell. There's supposed to be a separation between the Fed and Trump. So he's constantly posting this insane shit, escalating over and over. And when we respond and call him out, apparently we're being divisive. It's a double standard. We're going to continue to push back over and over. If you appreciate the journey to do so, drop a like, subscribe. Make sure you watch my previous CNN video that was posted yesterday. We're trying to get it to 1 million views, so it'd be amazing. And then there was one that we posted 4 days ago. We're also trying to get 2 million. So go check them out. I love you all. Peace out.